This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. No trading yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade in observance of Memorial Day, so we'll recap what happened last Friday, May 24th, from Chicago. July corn was to 404 and a quarter, up 14 and a half. September corn was to 412 and a half, up 14. And December corn was to 419 and three quarters, up 11 and three quarters. Soybeans for July were to 829 and three quarters, up 8 and a quarter. August beans were to 836 and a half, also up 8 and a quarter. And September beans were to 843 and a half, up 8 and a quarter. Chicago wheat for July was to 489 and a half, up 19 and a quarter. September wheat was to 496 and three quarters, up 18 and a half. And December wheat was to 509 and three quarters, up 17 and a quarter. Soybean meal for July was to 350, up $3.30. August bean meal was to 301.90, up $3. And September bean meal was to 303.60, up 2.90. Finally, soybean oil for July was to 27.01, up 23. August bean oil was to 27.14, up 23 as well. And September bean oil was to 27.27, up 22. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for last Friday's cash grain report.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon. July corn broke through a resistance level of $4, and the forecast is more rain with further planting delays. In northern West Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 15 to 16 cents at 360 to 386. Soybean bids are 8 to 9 cents higher at 750 to 785. In central Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 15 cents at 373 to 392. Soybean bids were 5 to 9 cents higher at 762 to 794. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 15 cents at 365 to 399. Soybean bids were 9 cents higher at 770 to 808. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 8 cents higher at $8 to 802. Basis was steady to down 4 at 30 under to 28 under the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 282.50 to 292.50 a ton, up $3.30 a ton, with basis unchanged at 18 under to 8 under the July. Illinois corn processor bids were 15 cents higher at 389 to 414. Basis was steady at 15 under to 10 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids 14 to 15 cents higher at 385 to 392, with basis unchanged to down 1 at 19 under to 12 under the July. Soybeans ended up 10 to 11 cents at 795 to 802, with basis up 2 to 3 at 3500 to 28 under the July. New crop wheat prices were 19 cents higher at 460 to 483, with basis steady at 30 under to 7 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal place their producer corn bids 15 to 16 cents higher at 409 to 410. These elevators raised their soybean prices 8 cents, 422 to 423. Soft wheat closed up 20 to 22 cents at 523 to 527, and Milo ended the day 14 cents higher at 409 to 429. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery in the northern part of the state at 366 to 391, soybeans at 782 to 802. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 380 to 397, soybeans at 786 to 812. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at $3.56 to $4. Soybeans at $7.80 to $8.11. And June-July wheat at $4.65 to $5.09. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. No trading yesterday in observance of Memorial Day, so we have for you what happened last Friday from Chicago. Live cattle for June were at 111.17, up 37. August live cattle were to 107.95, down 20. And October live cattle were to 107.77, down 27. Feeder cattle for August were to 143.22, up 20. September feeders were to 143.87, down 12. And October feeders were at 144.22, down 52. Moving on to lean hogs for June. June lean hogs were to 86.42, down 3. July lean hogs were to 87.95, down 3 as well, and August lean hogs were to 89.30, down 3 also. Now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for last Friday's cash livestock report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.51 lower, in a range of $72 to $80, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.97. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were weak, with light demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 38 to 49, 4 to 5 weight at 42 to 51, 5 to 6 weight at 46 to 56, and over 600 pounds, $50 to $58. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gilts country buying points were weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $50 to $58. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled 15,840. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases traded 114 to 117. And on a dress basis at 188. Choice heifers and live bases traded at 116 to 117. And on a dress basis at 186 to 188. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established. 298 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 83.27, which is 65 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 221.64, which is 85 cents higher, while select carcasses were 208.47, which is $1.94 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 119,000 compared to 117,000 last week and 121,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 403,000 compared to 455,000 last week and 437,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And in international ag news for this Tuesday morning, Chinese pork imports jumped 24% in April when compared to a year ago. The country appears to be stocking up to prevent potential pork shortages as African swine fever continues to decimate hog herds. Reuters examined Chinese customs data to reach the conclusion. An estimated 20% of China's hogs have been lost to the disease as outbreaks cover all of mainland provinces as well as Hong Kong. China imported more than 136,000 tons of pork muscle cuts in April, the biggest number since September of 2016. Imports in the first 4 months of this year climbed 8% higher than in 2018, coming in at more than 470,000 tons. China's ASF-caused hog problems are starting to have an effect on the global hog and pork markets. Hormel Foods says it will reduce its full-year sales and earnings outlook. Hormel says ASF is causing a rapid increase in the input costs in the second quarter of 2019. Officials at the National Pork Producers Council and the North American Meat Institute are asking the administration for a quick resolution to the U.S.-China trade war in order to allow U.S. producers to preserve market share and take advantage of that increasing Chinese demand for pork. Moving on to national news, President Trump says the summertime ban on higher ethanol blends is a ridiculous rule. However, SPGlobal.com says during a press conference last Thursday, he didn't give the new timeline for giving consumers year-round access to E15. The EPA says it will issue a final rule allowing summertime E15 sales by June 1st, the official start of the U.S. summer driving season. Trump says ethanol remains a vital part of America's energy future. Last October, the president promised his administration would approve year-round E15 access, but the policy got bogged down thanks to the government shutdown and the debate between biofuel producers and oil refiners. The EPA did propose a year-round E15 rule in March, a process that typically takes several months to be finished. The market experts say that gas station owners are likely waiting until the final rule is official before they add any new pumping equipment. The Renewable Fuels Association says hundreds of fuel stations would add equipment to pump E15 in the months after the EPA adopts the final rule. They also say that number will grow to thousands in the years after the decision is reached. Turning to local news, we have the latest Greenville Livestock Auction report from their latest sale this past Wednesday, the 22nd. There were 777 total receipts, 618 in cattle, 159 in sheep and goats. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 higher on high choice and steady to $1 higher on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded $1.50 to $2 higher on high choice and $1 higher on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded $5 to $6 higher on medium-large 1 to 2s and steady on unvaccinated to unweaned to short-weaned calves and medium-short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded $1 to $2 higher on better cows and $2 to $3 higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded unevenly steady. And remember, as always, to catch the full report, you can find it on our website at WSMIRadio.com. And coming up here in the month of June, the Dudley Smith Farm in Christian County will be the site for a field day on Wednesday, June 19th. Participants will have the opportunity to learn more about soil health, beef cattle management, and water quality. The farm is located off Route 29 between Taylorville and Pena on 2200 East 600 North Road there in Christian County. Registration will begin at 9:30 a.m. and the program will conclude with a meal served at 12:15 in the afternoon. University of Illinois Extension Unit 18 will host the field day event and will feature speakers from the agricultural sector. Doug Peterson, Regional Soil Health Specialist from the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service, will discuss principles of soil health in grasslands. Additionally, beef cattle and crop management will be presented by Aaron Schaefer of Schaefer Stock Farms of Awanico. U of I Department of Crop Sciences faculty and staff will also provide research updates on the Dudley Smith Water Quality and Nutrient Management Project and the Pasture Water Infiltration Study. An optional tour of the Dudley Smith Farm will be available to participants. The tour will give visitors an opportunity to view pasture paddocks and the water quality and nutrient management system featuring a wood chip bioreactor. The program is free and open to the public. Advanced registration is required by Friday, June 14th, and participants may register online by visiting Extension's website at go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Christian County Extension office at 217-287-7246. And for more information, you can contact Ashley Bell, Environmental and Energy Stewardship Educator at the Christian County Extension Office. And finally, on this Tuesday morning, the month of May is Beef Month in the United States. So to celebrate, the folks with the Central Illinois Livestock Association have donated four $25 gift certificates to Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro to give away. To enter to win in this giveaway, you can email us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com with your name, phone number, and beef in the subject line of the email. The last day for entries is this Thursday, May 30th, and then on Friday, I will then pick four lucky winners at random. If you're a winner, you will be contacted by phone and email, and then you can pick up your certificate here at the station between Litchfield and Hillsboro on Route 16. So thanks again to Tom Anderson of Butler and all the folks at the Central Illinois Livestock Association for the certificates. And for this Tuesday morning, May 28th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.